Do you realize the resurrection of the body of Jesus of Nazareth was a real surprise to the disciples? The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. These familiar words will be read today all over the world. In many, many different countries, in many, many different languages, these words will be read and will be noticed, and hearts will rejoice to think of the triumph that they convey. And there'll be people singing, "Up from the grave he arose in mighty triumph o'er his foes." And our hearts will rejoice to think that God is able even to raise the dead. But just now in our Bible study for today, we're going to look at the first 18 verses of the 20th chapter of John. And if you have your Bibles open in John's Gospel, in chapter 20, we're going to look at the first 18 verses, where we will get the record as John gives it of the resurrection as it was first seen and first recognized on that resurrection morning. And as we read this account, we will be reminded again of the humble ways of God. I'm sure that so many of us will recall that when we were thinking together of these things at Christmas time, we marveled at the humility of God, at the meekness of God, the lowliness of God, when he had his only son born into this world the way in which he was. And now, when we think about the resurrection from the dead, again, we're going to be impressed with the humble, lowly ways that God has of doing things. I think from a human point of view, we would all appreciate this fact. It would have been such a temptation to any of us to have shown ourselves, to prove things in the moment of victory and vindication, to confront the people who wouldn't believe, to exhibit oneself to the unbelievers, and to confuse and to confound those who detracted from the testimony. What a temptation it would have been for a man, for many of us, to have somehow shown ourselves. I don't know just how we would have featured in doing it, but I can picture that we would have been struck with the possibility, now is the chance to show. And what a story we could have featured in, making a sensational expose of what these people had done who had put him to death. The personal confrontation of the high priest, for instance. What a story it would have been if the Lord Jesus had walked into the presence of the high priest in his resurrection power, or into the presence of Pilate. But there's nothing like that. This is not the way of God. Actually, when you come to look at it and you study the New Testament and look at it again, you will find that when he did reveal himself after his resurrection, he revealed himself only to believers. And you might think to yourself, well, wouldn't it have been a wonderful way to make an impression on the world? And the Lord would answer, no. If the world were not impressed by the Scriptures, if the world were not impressed by the Bible and the things that God had done in connection with the Bible, they wouldn't be impressed if one rose from the dead. This is what Abraham told the rich man in the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will remember the rich man in the parable said to Abraham that he should send somebody back to warn his brothers lest they come where the rich man was, in hell, and went on to say that if somebody was to rise from the dead and go back there, they'd pay attention to it. And you remember how Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they wouldn't hear if one rose from the dead. And so we may say this for ourselves here, but it's not for us to say. We may try to understand it if we want to, but it's really not significant. But it is something to notice. It's something very definitely for us to look at, because it'll help to keep us humble and help us to keep us aware of the fact that in the ways of God, he is not at all disposed to make himself a big show, as might be the case of man. So let us look at this portion, and we'll go through it real slowly in the first 18 verses of the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. And as we read, we will notice some of the features about this. Now we'll look at that first verse, which I've already quoted to you. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Perhaps some of you would be interested to know why she was coming. Now, I can imagine that some of us would think that, well, she came just because she loved him, that she came because she wanted to be present there. That may well be, but it wouldn't be the whole story. Actually, if you will remember, when he was crucified, he was reckoned dead, it was on the afternoon of just before the Passover. You will remember that they took him down and wrapped him in clothing, white in linen cloth, with about 100 pounds of spice, and then went and put him in this grave. The sepulcher was a big tomb, a sort of a vault, and they took him in and put him in this and left him there. The understanding would be it would take longer to prepare him for permanent embalming. And after the period of the Passover was over, they would come and they would complete the embalming process and would embalm the body. And Mary Magdalene would be one of those who wanted to come and help do that. In any case, she was down there, the first one there, and she saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth, we read, and cometh to Simon Peter. She was so excited by what that she ran directly to him and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. You will remember I draw your attention to the fact that's John. And saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. This was the excited testimony that she bore. His body is gone, he's gone. She just supposed somebody had taken his body away. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. We read, so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and come first to the sepulchre. Someone has pointed out that John, being younger than Peter, would help to understand the fact that he ran faster. In any case, when they were both running for the sepulchre, the other disciple, John, got there first, but he didn't go in. It says that he stooped down, looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre. Now Mary Magdalene had seen the stone taken away and knew that the body was gone. She didn't go in. John hurried over there, and he looked in and saw the linen clothes lying there, but he didn't go in. But when Peter came, he went in. And this just keeps in with the nature and the disposition of Peter, undoubtedly. And seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Isn't it an interesting thing that some little item like that should be reported here in the Scripture, and that time should be taken to write about it, unless it would indicate this to you, that he really was alive, that he was actually had been raised from the dead. And the first thing he did was take the napkin off and fold it before he put it away. It gives us some idea of how careful he was in his personal habits, something for any of us to think about. As far as the Lord Jesus is concerned, this is the way he did it. And then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. This is the way in which it had finally affected him. Now in verses 9 and 10, for as yet they knew not the Scripture that he must rise again from the dead. This brings to our mind the meaning of this word know, when you speak about they knew not the Scripture. They didn't appreciate the Scripture fully. They didn't esteem the Scripture as meaning exactly what it said. You see, the Lord Jesus had told them that he was going to be raised from the dead, and he quoted this to them, that he was going to be raised from the dead, and he explained to them that if they destroyed his body, in 3 days he would raise it from the dead. But even so, they hadn't really believed it. And as yet, they weren't absolutely convinced. They did not really grasp the Scriptures that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. And they left the community, left the sepulchre, and went to their own homes. Now from verse 11 down to verse 16, you're going to see a wonderful report of how the Lord showed himself to a humble soul that loved him. We read Mary, and this is Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. Just the action that a person would take whose heart was heavy and was disturbed, and she was weeping because he was gone, and she looked and stooped down and looked in one more time, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. She just saw the form of a man there. And Jesus saith unto her, This man said to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. As she looked up at him and didn't recognize him, whether it was that her eyes were holden so that she couldn't see him, whether they were blinded with tears, but I expect that it was because her eyes were holden, as they said, so that she couldn't recognize him, and she just turned to him and asked him this, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. By the way, if you stop to think about it, you would know that a woman couldn't do that. One woman couldn't carry the body of a man, the dead body of a man. But you see, love isn't always practical. The love that was in her heart was just, tell me where he is, and I will carry him. She couldn't do it, but she would say she would do it because of the love in her heart. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. You have to just think how that must have sounded to her. Actually, in calling her by her own name, it would be Miriam. And she would just say to her, Miriam. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And there he was recognized, and there he was seen. A humble, lowly heart. He showed himself. Our God and Heavenly Father, today, grant that we may see thy face and know. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.